This is the Composer's Datebook for November 6th. I'm John Zak. For later Romantic composers like Richard Wagner, Beethoven's Seventh Symphony was the apotheosis of the dance, and it's certainly hard to sit still during the symphony's dizzying finale. But for those in the audience at its premiere in 1813, as part of a benefit concert for wounded Bavarian and Austrian soldiers, it was the somber, slow movement that proved most attractive. Maybe audiences read more into it than Beethoven intended, given the occasion. But over time, the slow movements of many romantic symphonies not only got longer, but also became the emotional heart of the composition. By the time of Bruckner and Mahler, some of these slow movements alone lasted as long as an entire symphony by Haydn and Mozart. And many composers since then have written slow symphonic movements that stand alone as complete works in themselves. On today's date in 1999, this Adagio by the Italian composer Elisabetta Brusa received its premiere by the Virtuosi of Toronto. Brusa was born in Milan in 1954 and studied music at the Milan Conservatory. My Adagio, she writes, is a freely structured composition in a single movement, inspired by well-known masterpieces such as those by Albinoni, Mahler, and Barber. Independent of a pre-established form, sonata, or suite, it originated as an autonomous composition in the expressive styles which have distinguished the numerous Adagios of the past. For more on slow and fast music by Elisabetta Brusa and other composers past and present, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.